Uniform 2 Tango, mobile.
Rusty, November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie.
JC, W2T, good morning, Jerry.
Tip well today, sure has been chilly the last few days.
Oh yeah, I'm wrapped up well, and I even let my car sit out there and run for about five minutes to warm up the car before I come out and got into it, so. But I was standing outside talking to my neighbor across the street, and we were both standing in the sunshine and being blocked by some trees, so we weren't getting this breeze that's over my way right now. And it was a rousing 18 degrees on my back porch when I got up at 8 o'clock this morning.
It was a little, I think it might have been 20 or 21 here today. We were in Greenville Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with the kids and grandkids, and it was pretty chilly out yesterday. They wanted to get outside for a little bit, but they didn't last long. They lasted about maybe 5 or 6 minutes, and I think it was like 31 or 32 then, maybe. But the wind yesterday afternoon, the wind kind of kicked up a little bit. It was, you know, we left about 4:30 yesterday, headed back here, and it was brisk to say the least.
Thermometer on my back porch, which is in the shade, so it's not in the sun, so it was showing it had gotten up to 32 degrees this morning, and we're supposed to have a big high of 48 today. Of course, that beats the 30-something we had yesterday, but yeah, I was, I pretty much stayed home yesterday. I didn't go anywhere yesterday. I called a HF net on 20 meters yesterday afternoon, but I just pretty much stayed home yesterday. Didn't have any place to go, didn't have anybody to see, and me and the dog stayed home and inside warm. And so anyway, but I'm off to the post office, to Office Depot, and the grocery store this morning.
Post office, they had a package been held up about I was lost, basically, at the Greenville Distribution Center there, the Greenville Sorting Facility, off of, not that close to Millennium Parkway, but it's on the other side of Lawrence Road, I guess. Had a package held up there about 10 days, and it's Christmas Eve, it popped up, showed up Christmas Eve in Philadelphia, so it wasn't lost after all. I've got another one held up at a UPS facility in Greensboro. It's been sitting there for about 10 days now. So, I don't know. At least I got one of them back actually in transit, instead of saying it's in transit, sitting somewhere. But these things don't get scanned, and they pop up all kinds of places. The UPS package, Greensboro, went to Raleigh. Left Raleigh, went back to Greensboro, and it's been there ever since. And it was coming from Rhode Island. But so I don't know whether I'm going to have to get the vendor to make a claim on it or send me a replacement or what. But luckily it's not too expensive of an item, but the other one was. So it's making its way to its destination. I hope maybe it'll be there by Monday or Tuesday.
I'll tell you what, sometimes the Postal Service and everything, I've got a couple of items that, since the 1st of December, have been, supposedly, the Postal Service has been notified that they're there, and finally I got information yesterday on one of the items, the earliest one that I was supposed to get, and I ordered it back on the end of November, 1st of December, and I found out that it's now down in Atlanta. It got that far. I don't know where it was coming from. But it's just a CD coming to me, or a DVD, and the other is some other stuff coming to me, and heck, I don't even know where it is. And the court of the Postal Service, it's still waiting on it, but I don't know. I'll be back in just a minute. I've reached the post office. Let me run in here and check my mailbox, because that's all I'm going to do, because the post office is closed already. They were only open between 10 and 11. 11 on Saturdays over here. Be back in just a minute, WU2T.
Okay, Rusty, WU2T in 4DJC.
W2T, back on the road again.
I've not even had any mail. Have you got in and out that quick?
Well, I had four pieces to drop in the outgoing mail, which I missed the outgoing because they pick up out of their inside boxes the last time at 10:45 on Saturday, which I can't figure out because there's someone here till the last of their drivers come back in from delivering, because they've got to get all that mail and get it going out today too. So I don't know. And no, there was nothing in my box, and I just had four pieces to drop in. So I'm going to have to subscribe to that thing that notifies you when you've got mail and it tells you what's in your mailbox. I may have to do that, and so I quit making this trip up here when there was nothing in my box. And but I did clean up Christmas Eve. I got a bunch of stuff for Christmas Eve, so that was nice. And so what you been up to lately other than being with the grandkids? Just staying home and staying warm?
To stay warm anyway. I made the mistake of getting a heat pump downstairs. It just doesn't get warm enough for these old bones. I can get it up to about 70 or 71. I like it a little warmer than that. Of course, if I had gas heater, it wouldn't have to be that high. You know, it wouldn't have to run the temperature high because it's putting it out about 120 degrees instead of 68 or 70, whatever it is, 68 or 70 degrees. Feels like it's blowing cold air on you. I did that in the middle of when they were having that national gas crisis when it was so high. And One of those things. It was an error on my part, but it does great during the summertime. My bills are real, selling over 60 or 70 bucks. I've got triple pane windows, so it's the energy costs are pretty low, but it's just not very warm.
What you mean? I've got a heat pump system in my house, and I don't keep it set above 70 most of the time for the heat. And during the summertime, I leave it at about 76 for the air conditioning. So, and of course, these old bones, after having had cancer 5 years ago, and clear that, of course, of the chemo treatments, it doesn't help your system. My blood is a little bit on the thin side, so days like today, I pulled out my Arctic jacket yesterday when I had to go outside to walk the dog. And if I was doing a lot of outside today, I'd have that on, but I've got a long sleeve shirt and a moderately heavy jacket with a hood on it and a hat on, of course. So, it is what it is, and all. But next year I'm gonna have to have my heating system replaced and have some more insulation put in. I live in a double wide manufactured home, so it gets cold underneath it, and I'm getting cold from that way. And of course, I got a couple of windows leaking air. I'm still sealing up the ones as I find them, but you know, that's what happens. And boy, I don't know why gas has gone up. There are not a lot of people using it, but it's up to $2 a gallon over here.
It spiked up here too. I only live about a mile and a half from Sam's Club here, and since my wife is a member, I can get it there. And usually about 10 cents or so a gallon, maybe 15 cheaper. Plus, if I put it on my Discover card, I get an extra 5% off of it. So it saves me a little bit of money. It's convenient. But all the quick trips around here are usually very competitive. But the closer to the interstate you get, the higher it is. It's just seasonal stuff, I suppose. But I was talking about the bus service. They did. You know, they've actually done a great job. I think I've only had one package maybe lost in all the years I've done. Shipping and that informed delivery you were talking about. I signed up for it a few years ago just to see what was coming. And, you know, it actually has photographs. You get the scanned photographs of what's coming to the mailbox, whether it be a P.O. box or otherwise. it takes a little while to get signed up for it because they have to, you know, it's kind of like a several-step process, but it's worth it because then I know what's coming that day. If I got something important, I can check to see if it's on the way, and it also has a little tick mark on there. If you have something coming but it didn't show up, you can check it off as well.
I've got an online account with them, with the Postal Service, because I have a post office box. So, and I pay my bill that way online, so I don't have to do anything. Now I got a little old Mazda pickup truck without a tailpipe running along over here. Boy, a loud thing. But anyway, yeah, I started the other day working on it, but I had to. Remember what my sign up was for the post office, and I didn't have the right one, so I got to get back home and check my little book that's got all my info in it and see what I used when I signed up for the post office thing. So get all that stuff straightened out and get everything right, but working on it. So anyway, you get anything good radio wise for Christmas? Santa Claus good to you?
Not really. I did order I had some credit at HRA and I ordered one of these little cheap Yaesu dual band handhelds. They were about $79, I think. Well, there's radio, it's got the deal on it, so deal's got the, just got a chip in it instead of a triple hit, and I was going to use one of those just as a crossband repeat type deal to use my mobile if I have it here upstairs and just something to monitor downstairs. I was talking to one of the guys, and he said they look like the Bofangs or whatever as far as internally. He said, but the latest ones that they're making, he said, for some reason they're making them in Japan now instead of making them in China, which was kind of a shock to me.
That's what I've heard also, but I understand that some of the reason that is that they got a different plant over there that's actually up and running, and a couple of the Chinese plants that were making some of these radios are shut down, and I've heard some of the big manufacturers have relocated some of their manufacturing facilities too, so I guess we'll see when things start coming out. One of the dealers that I know I deal with sometimes, he's right now, he says the big thing with him is his Yaesus are slow coming in, and because one of the companies that makes the parts that go into some of these radios had a big fire in their plant and it burned to the ground, so they're not getting the parts in like they should anymore for that. So I guess we'll just have to see what happens and everything going on. And I wonder if we're actually going to ever get another stimulus check from the government. They keep promising us those things, and every time you turn around, one side or the other is throwing a monkey wrench in it.
This thing could have been resolved a couple of months ago if everybody played right, but they just didn't. That's just the political side of it, I suppose. But I think we'll probably get something. I don't know. When I mentioned $2,000, I said, hey, that sounds pretty good, but you never know what's going to happen with it. I feel sure we'll get something. I'm just hoping we can get hoping we can get some vaccine for us older folks, and especially people who got compromised immune systems. If you've been a former cancer patient, that's pretty important. My wife said colon cancer, her immune system's in good shape, but she didn't have any residual effects from hers since they caught it very early. But I hope we do get something. But I heard ICOM had a factory in Japan that had burned or something as well that was making some of the components. That's the reason to hold up on some of the they've got a new handheld coming out, new D-Star, to replace it, ID-51A, and I think it's been delayed, and somebody was interpreting translating a Japanese website and said they had a fire one of their, some component manufacturer, maybe one of those deals where it's common to several of the major companies.
It was ICOM, I heard it. It was one of the plants that supplied their parts to, and also I think that's who it was, but because some of their stuff is slow coming out right now, and some of the dealers have got back orders on getting stuff in, and we'll have to see. And anyway, if we get something, we get something. If we don't, like you said, it's been political, and it's still political. The whole works, and I try to stay out of it as much as possible because most of the time it just makes me mad, and what I've seen happening over the last 4 years. So, you know, you go with what you got to do, and just trying to see what's going on and everything, and just trying to get things done. I got a, going by the Batteries Plus up here, I got a UPS that I got to get hold, take it out of the system and bring it back up here so that the folks at Batteries Plus can check it out, because it's one of theirs and it's got a warranty on it. So if it's bad, they get to replace it. So I'm going to bring it back up here, because every time I turn around, I'm hearing it sitting there. It'll be sitting there, nothing turned on, and all of a sudden I've got a beep going off, and you know, there's things plugged into it, but nothing's turned on that's plugged into it. So I don't know. I'm going to have to bring it in, let them check it out, and see what's going on. Oh, run into a little traffic up here. Not as bad as I figured. Usually the day after Christmas, you've got everybody returning everything, but I don't see quite that much traffic up here today, but I do see a good bit, you know, blocking the roads.
So much business done online this year. I imagine the stores like the UPS store and these other places where they accept the returns, I imagine those places may be swamped too. I don't know where, you know, I mean, there were a lot of people out the day, well, let's see, it must have been the 23rd, I think, we had to go out for a little bit. There were a bunch of people out then, but we left Anderson here to go to Greenville probably about 5:30. It was pretty, you know, the weather wasn't very good, 5:30 Thursday afternoon. And the traffic wasn't quite as bad as I thought it was going to be, but I'm sure it was going to get worse. But, yeah, it's going to be my first chance one of these Yazoos. I've had handhelds over the years, a good many of them off and on. I want to try something cheap this time. I'm not sure if that radio and a chip thing, they say the intermod on them meets, I looked at the write-up in ARRL in it, and it met all the spectral quality things, you know, met all those, and like some of the regular Chinese radios. I'm gonna try that and see. Like I said, it wasn't very expensive, but the 300DR I got here, I bought this thing probably a month or so ago. I sold my Kenwood that I had and decided I was gonna try this one. I've got another Icon mobile rig too, but it's a 300DR. This one was original when they came out. They were made in China. This one's made in Japan. It's got on the body of the radio. The only thing that's made in China is a microphone, and yeah, that's about it. Everything else is, you know, like I said, it's got on the body of the radio, which is unusual. Some people question me about it, so it's on the box and on the body of the radio, too, which is unusual, but it must be some supplier problem. I noticed that DX Engineering had the little 4XR, the little inexpensive one. I know they had them. They're not supposed to be back in until sometime about, you know, mid or late January. So, you know, whatever the component issue is, it must be across the spectrum, because I also noticed that Kenwood DX before was out of stock just about everywhere, too.
Yep, that's probably true. Well, I reached the office depot. I need to get inside and pick up what I need here. So I'll catch you later, Jerry. You have a good one. And I'll say Merry Christmas to you, and if I don't talk to you before then, have a Happy New Year. We'll catch you later. W2T clear on your final.
Okay, Rush, have a good afternoon. Stay warm. Talk to you later. W2T N4DJC clear.